the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Aliyy al-Azim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala alihi al-Tayyibin al-Tahirin la siyama baqiyyatillahi fil-Aradin ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. We've been discussing different characteristics of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the light of the Quran. And today I want to refer to the beginning of Surah, which is also called after the Prophet, Surah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or Qital. And the chapter starts with the following verses. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alladheena kafaru wa saddu an sabilillah adalla a'malahum walladheena amanu wa 'amilus salihat wa amanu bima nuzzila 'ala Muhammad wa huwal haqq min rabbihim kaffara 'anhum sayyi'atihim wa aslaha balahum. ذلك بأن الذين كفروا اتبعوا الباطل وأن الذين آمنوا اتبعوا الحق من ربهم كذلك يضرب الله للناس أمثالهم. These are the first three verses of chapter Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a comparison between the condition of the people who are believers and do righteous deeds, follow the Prophet on the one hand, and those who fight and reject the truth on the other hand. He first makes the example of those who fight the truth. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Then Allah gives a rule, a very general principle here. ذَلِكَ. The reason for this difference, that for the people who have no faith and who reject the faith and block the way towards God, they are misguided in their actions, and for mu'mineen, their actions come into order and success. The reason is this. ذَلِكَ بَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا اتَّبَعُوا الْبَاطِلِ. The reason is that those who reject the truth, they follow falsehood. They follow falsehood, and falsehood is baseless, and therefore cannot help you. وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّبَعُوا الْحَقَّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. But those who have faith, they follow the truth, which comes from the Lord. So if you follow the truth, you are successful. If you don't follow the truth, you are not successful. كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ أَمْثَالَهُمْ. This is the way that Allah brings examples so that you understand. But these examples are general. It's not only for the society 14 centuries ago. This repeats in every age and every era. And if you follow the same example, you would have the same result. Similar to this is in chapter Ahzab, verse 70 and 71. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. O those who have faith, be pious, fear God, and say firm words. If you say something which is batil, which is false, is weak, is baseless, is shallow. Only truth has the weight and the power. قولوا قولا سديدا, something which is right and is said with the right intention in the right time. If you do say this, what happens? يصلح لكم أعمالكم. Allah is going to make your actions good ones, brings your actions into success, reform your actions. So if there is any problem in your actions, in your planning, in your management, in your leadership, in the way you run the affairs, Allah will help you. يصلح لكم أعمالكم. And this is different from forgiveness. ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. So there are two things. One is that your sins would be forgiven like we had before. كفر عنهم سيئاتهم. But the second thing is success. Because if our sins are forgiven but we don't get success, so in this dunya we have no chance. Yes, in akhirah we will be forgiven. But we don't want only to be a group of people who are forgiven but their society is in mess. We want to live in a society that everything is in order, everything is progressing. And we are going day by day towards better life in this world as well as next world.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
So, يصلح لكم أعمالكم for this world, ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. Or in the previous verse, كَفَّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ for the next world, وَأَصْلَحَ بَالَهُمْ for this world. وَمَنْ يُتَعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, he has achieved great success. This is a great achievement. This is an achievement for your worldly life and the hereafter. By following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you would have all the success. And another verse, which is again about truth and falsehood, is in Surah Ra'd, the very famous verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Ra'd about rain. When rain is coming, you know that it flows, it starts flowing. Especially when it's in mountain, then it brings some clay, some sands, sometimes big rocks. Everything comes with water, and the surface would be normally covered by bubbles. Okay? So you see only bubbles and muddy water. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is not remaining. What remains is water. It's something which is essential. Bubbles, they go away. Then Allah says, this is the example of truth and falsehood. In Surah Ra'd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها. From heaven rain comes and then it starts flowing according to the capacity of the valleys. So each valley contains that portion of water that is suitable for its capacity. And this is the verse that our scholars also use in philosophy, that when divine grace comes down, so everyone according to his capacity receive it. And also in the rule of قاعده امكان اشرف. Anyway, فاحتمل السيل زبدا رابيا ومما يوقدون عليه في النار. So there would be bubbles. Also, when you want to melt, for example, iron or steel, when you put metal on fire and you want to have pure iron or metal out of this, for example, stone, when you melt it, gradually it becomes some bubbles and dirt on the surface, but beneath is clear. So you have to remove it. If you go to refineries or, you know, places that they cast iron, you know, containers or whatever.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand deeply the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to apply it to our lives and the lives of the community and the humanity, inshallah. May Allah enable us to be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and our children generation by generation to be amongst the best followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades. In a cave in Mount Hira the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله محمد peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.